Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Check, check.
All right, we're on.
How's the camera?
We're good. We're on. There's no way I could do a setup because
you can't do the intro?
Can't do the intro because we're already live. The computer's way over there. I can't do it.
Can't we start over?
No, we're already live.
I wasn't prepared emotionally. Just kidding. Hi, all you're right. Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about
I was about
sex.
To say, if you were serious right now, it's going to be pissed.
You're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Today is a free Friday show, so thanks everyone for listening to the show. And we are just chilling today because it's the day before the whole holiday crazy weekend. And we didn't have to do a show today, but we wanted to be here and just say happy holidays and thank you to everybody for listening to the show. We are so grateful for all of our listeners and our watchers and our viewers and our peeps.
We are.
And it feels really good.
It does.
It's been a great year.
It has been a really great, crazy year. I would like to thank the people at Stitcher for giving us a home, Stitcher. Download the free app because they let us do a show in their studios every single day. And you can stream the radio show. You can hear other radio shows. Just download the app.
Right, exactly.
It's free.
Just do it. It's fun. So we like being here. And like today, I don't know. So I'm kind of relieved that I don't. I mean, everyone's in the crazy, frantic Christmas shopping end of the year thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that I don't have a boyfriend or anything to buy anything for. Because
you don't want to spend money on them.
No, it's not money. Just like stressful. Like everyone's like stressing what to get. Like I'm so glad I'm avoiding that completely this year. I think a lot of breakups happen because people don't want to deal with gifts. But I just didn't have anyone to break up with. I just don't have to buy anyone a gift except for myself, maybe.
It's my
interns.
It's my favorite time.
And you?
Yeah.
It's your favorite time? Are you buying gifts for people?
Yeah. I'm just my like sales staff, the people that people at work that, you know, my sales staff, basically what a sales staff is, they convince other companies to say, hey, Menace is awesome to endorse your product. So these people work hard all year long to convince people to invest in me as a person.
I understand.
To help their product. Awesome. So I got all of them some bottles of alcohol.
Of course.
And they loved it.
They love the alcohol.
They loved it. So I did that, yeah. And, you know, it's actually – I wish around this time I did have a girlfriend too because I love shopping. I love finding gifts for people and getting
the
them
perfect gift
that they would love.
Right.
Do I like receiving gifts? No, because I never get what I want.
You don't?
No, because I'm really like – anything that I really want is super expensive, and it's not, you know, I'm not going
to
have some.
So why would I even try to get – you would want a bottle of alcohol if I showed up with a bottle of alcohol.
Yeah, a bottle of alcohol is cool. A bottle of alcohol
is nice.
That's
all I can think to get you. I've, like, racked my brain. I'm like, what can I get Menace? Yeah. Well, he likes to drink, and he also likes to drink.
Yeah, anything
– but then I didn't know. I don't know. But
everything that I really want that's non – alcohol involved is, like, over $1,500.
Like, what? What is even $1,500?
MacBook computers, cameras, stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that I really want. But I'm not going to find anybody to buy that for me. So I don't want anybody to get me gifts.
Okay, thanks. You know? Good to know, because you were on my list. But
find a bottle of, like, you know,
what? Right, tell me.
UV vodka.
What is that?
I'm just kidding. That's the cheapest vodka you can ever buy.
I would only get you good vodka.
No.
I promise. So, and then the holidays. I don't really know. Like, I was supposed to go to this party last night. I didn't go. I'm going to be around just friends and hanging out and doing.
Are you going to go to the party? You're not going to go to
I was going to go to a party last night, but I was so tired because I was back from L.A. And mm-hmm. then tonight I'm going to go out with some friends and just get drinks and be chill and be mellow.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. What else?
It's just weird because as I get older and older, like, all my friends, you know, we used to get together for the holidays and we hit up all the old bars in our town and stuff like that. And, you know, just kind of rage and party a little
bit. Right, right.
But now almost every single one of my friends has a kid now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not playing.
And now they have wives and their wives don't want them going out, and, you know?
Right.
So
you're like the single friend.
Especially with me. Because I get my friends in trouble. Like, they're supposed to be out for, like, a couple hours, and then they come home the next day. You know?
Right, exactly. You're that guy. I think I'm the single girl, too, that people are like, really, Emily's still single, and you're going to go out with her. And, yeah, my girlfriends are like, we're going out with Emily. Right. How are we those people? We've become those people.
Yeah. It's not like I've sought out to be that person. That's just, you know.
That's just who we are.
So I am. And, maybe next year I'll be all hugged up with somebody.
I think you will be if that's what you want. I mean, I think that people have to learn. People have to think about it. If that's what you want, like New Year's resolutions, all that stuff. Like, do people have, like, sexual resolutions? Do you have dating resolutions? Do you have things that you hope for in the new year in that realm of your life? So what would you want for, like, next year? We're sitting here. What kind of relationship would you like to have going on?
Well,
you have to put it out there
to
the universe for it to happen.
If I'm, like, searching for it, it's not going to happen either, too, though.
That's not true. You have to visualize what it looks like. Everyone do this right now. What's it like? What does it feel like?
It feels like it may happen. Sorry, I'm getting kicked by
the
dog.
No, but what is
that? I don't want to even bring it up. The dog's here.
My dog's here.
And you know how I feel about the dog being here.
She's so cute. I should put her on camera.
No.
Okay. So, what I mean is, it's important for you. Like, I want a relationship. I wish I wasn't single, blah, blah, blah. But do you know what that looks like, feels like, smells like, tastes like? Like, what does that relationship, like, even if you don't know what the person, like, obviously you don't know the person, but do you know what you want that relationship to be like? And then you have to go get it. And you have to look for people with those traits and all that stuff.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I am looking at it, and I think that I need to set myself up more for being open to finding love. I think I am more open. I think I'm more clearer on what I want in the mm-hmm. sense of – and what I don't want. So I think I need to talk about – I had a listener email me and say that I actually did – that show did air – With the guy.
We never got an answer on that. Jesus.
Right. So I think we can talk about it because the show that aired last week, if you guys missed Friday, if you missed last week's show, it was one of last week's shows, I talked about going to Napa with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And he came on the show because he came in late and then that show apparently aired.
Okay, yeah.
Because our shows have been out of order.
Yeah, our shows, yes.
Not out of order, just...
Well, the breakdown, people missed it yesterday. We didn't know if we could talk about your Napa adventure because we recorded it. We recorded the show with this guy like late in the evening, so it wasn't like normal hours.
It wasn't normal hours show.
So we didn't know if it aired. So yesterday we didn't talk about it, but now that we know.
Exactly.
So let's just put it out there. So let's break it down exactly what happened.
Thank you.
So for the people that missed it.
So there's this guy that I've known since I was 10 years old. Lives in Michigan, and I sat next to him in fifth grade, and I thought he was really cute, and I always had a crush on him from young age to, like, you know, 20 or something like that. And then I never saw him all these years. Never saw him. And I was in Michigan. Someone's like, you should go out with this guy. He just got divorced. Because mm-hmm. he was married, right? Like everyone in Michigan.
Yeah.
Married. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I guess we can go out. So we went out in Michigan when I was there. And we had a good date.
Yeah.
And then he flew out here to visit me.
Yes.
Yes. And then he came on the show when he landed
uh-huh.
and said hi, right?
Yeah.
And then we were leaving for Napa the next day. Am I missing a whole part about the drinks that we all had?
I mean, we all hung out and had drinks and like talked about it. Yeah, that was cool.
And you liked him?
Yeah, I thought he was cool. And then we went to, yeah, and then we started talking about Napa. And then he's like, oh, I know some people out in Napa. But that's all I know. We parted ways after going out and drinking. So
right. So
what happened?
We went to Napa, drove up there. It was really beautiful. He has never been. And, you know, we don't really know each other. So I thought he was cute when I was 10, but I haven't seen him in years. I don't really know him that well. So it's kind of like we're still like getting to know each other. And we went to this vineyard and had like an amazing lunch and wine tastings and pairings and stuff like that. And it was beautiful. And we got a little buzzed in the middle of the day, as you do in Napa. And we went back to our hotel room, which we got a hotel room.
And made out heavily.
We might have made out, but
yes.
What really happened was we just passed out and fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
So there was no sex. I went up to Napa with a guy that flew cross country, and there was no sex.
Wow, you're such a tease.
I'm not a tease. We both were like really tired. And you might think you can analyze and be like, well, you should have. You're really into each other. But I think we're just getting to know each other.
You're taking it slow. Fine.
I'm taking it slow. And I always say that people should put sex on hold. Don't rush into sex. Ironic, coming from me, you think sex with Emily. But really, I believe that there's no – and I've changed this as I've gotten older. I think that like you just – there's no reason to rush into sex. Like, you can always have sex. It will be there. Why not prolong it? Why not just kind of get to know the person before you have sex with them? Because when you have sex with someone, you get attached to them. And when you get attached to them in this different way, you get attached to them, like, sexually, the chemistry in your body, like, you're attached, like, physiologically. Then you don't see the other things. You don't see the other things in the person. So if you take sex out of the equation, of course, I sound like a Mormon or something, right? And you don't rush right into it, then you just appreciate everything else.
So do you think that when he flew out here, he thought he was going to get laid?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What do you think?
I mean, me personally, if I flew across the country to go hang out with some girl, and she was like, in on it,
right?
And, you know, excited.
It's very
to see
surprising.
Me.
I agree that it's shocking. I agree, it's shocking.
I believe that I would probably have sexual intercourse with that person,
right? No, but sexual intercourse.
If he was just like in town for other things, and then we were just hanging out,
it was an interesting little excursion, and
yeah.
And it was growth, and I feel like it was different, and it was mature, and it was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's so not a crazy raunchy sex story, but maybe I'll come back over the holidays with some good stories like that.
Yeah, that'd be good because you know the holiday parties, people are just you know. Looking for some love, a couple extra martinis.
Exactly.
Martinis.
I got to drink some more martinis over the holidays.
Yeah.
And I have to also –
drink some champagne. You know, champagne is my favorite. I'll drink champagne over –
What's your favorite champagne?
My favorite champagne?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, Cristal, but
right.
That's like $300. But the lesser – costly one is the one with the orange label. I always forget what the name of it is. Or then there's Moet too. Moet's
right.
Really good. And then do you know what? If anybody lives by a Trader Joe's has a sparkling wine.
Yeah.
That's like $6.99 and it's so good.
Wow. Oh my God. I'm going to
go
there
now. Look for Trader Joe's $6.99 sparkling wine.
I'm going to totally go
it
there.
It tastes just like any champagne out there.
You
won't even know the difference.
Oh my
but
God.
My dream one day when I become rich and famous is to get a bottle of Spade champagne.
Where do you get that?
You got to go to a special place to get Spade champagne. It's like a minimum like $400 a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day you'll just be drinking those for breakfast. I know that's going to happen to
you. There's this guy. He's like a high roller. You can Google him. In Las Vegas, and his name is Don Johnson, right? Don Johnson is it's not the same guy.
Right.
Don Johnson is a famous actor.
Right.
But this guy is such a high roller. He's like part of some tech company.
Right.
So every time he rolls to Vegas, DJs will notice him in the club, and they'll stop the music, and they go, give it up for the real motherfucking Don Johnson in the house. Because this guy, like, parties, like, hardcore,
okay,
right?
Like, all the time?
All the time.
Down in the champagne?
Yeah. So he buys the bottles of Spade champagne, and I read this article where he bought – there was, a like, those oversized bottles of champagne. You ever see those?
Uh-huh.
Well, there was this like giant one, and it's worth like $120,000.
Oh my god!
And he bought it, and he was partying and like fucking spraying it in the air and shit. I'm like, wow, must be nice.
That's crazy.
So I give it up to the real motherfucking Don Johnson.
I wouldn't
want to
hang. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with that guy though.
Oh, what? He sounds like a party.
I know.
And I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but like this guy Don Johnson, he's super into old like classic rock, and he paid Deadmau5, who's this like international huge DJ electronic music. He paid Deadmau5 $85,000 to play like Bon Jovi in the middle of his DJ set, just because he wanted to hear Bon Jovi.
Wow!
So he's like, "Here's $85,000."
How does he have so much money?
Because he owns a tech company.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
There are crazy high rollers out there. There's crazy people doing crazy things.
Vegas isn't real life.
I know. We still need to do our Vegas show. How come that never happens?
I want to do it because you are just not ready. I'll go do it anytime.
I'll go. I'm there. We'll do it. And I want
to
say,
it's nothing to fly there from here. Honestly, it's like $100.
We could easily do the show anywhere.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
I don't see why we don't take it on the road. We're sitting around this room. We love Stitcher and all, but there's so many other places we can go and so many other things we can do.
Yeah.
So did you have to buy any presents? Because I want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Did I have to buy any?
Yeah, because like Adam and Eve and Jimmy Jane are, if you're looking for something sexy and you have a partner and you are in a relationship and sex toys for men and women, I'm going to say some things. Adam and Eve, you put in coupon code Emily at checkout and you get 50% off most items. Free gift, free shipping, blah, blah, blah. All that's great. Plus the Kim Kardashian sex DVD.
What?
Yeah. They're throwing in the sex DVD with anything you buy. So do that and buy a present. Buy a vibrating ring. Buy the Hitachi magic wand. Buy a rabbit. Buy couples. They have couple gifts like, you know, sensuality kits and massage kits and stuff like that. Buy presents for each other and use coupon code Emily at checkout. And then Jimmy Jane – beautiful, beautiful. They make the most amazing award-winning products. We love their toys, Form 2, Form 3. Their vibrators are great. And if you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and you see my Emily's Picks page, it's under Jimmy Jane. It says Jimmy Jane, Emily's Picks page. You get $25 off purchases over $100, and you put in Emily 25 at checkout. We love the Jimmy Jane products.
Speaking of Kim...
People might not have bought all their stuff yet.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian and the sex tape...
I never saw it.
So
I actually want to order something from Adam and Eve to get the sex tape.
It's so funny because we were talking off there. It's crazy how much knowledge I know about the Kardashians, right?
Yeah, it's almost crazy. Like, I can't believe you were going on this whole like thing earlier.
I was talking earlier about Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner and like their backgrounds and all this stuff earlier before the show started. I won't bore you with that. But the sex tape thing was brought up just recently because – you know Barbara Walters, she does the 10 most fascinating people of the year or whatever. And she did the Kardashians. And she's like, I've never had so much backlash on choosing somebody, blah, blah. But then her interview was really good with them.
Who was it with? All of them?
It was all the Kardashians. All the female Kardashians.
Okay.
Except for the really younger ones. Uh-huh. And she was like blunt. She's like, how do you feel about being so successful without having talent and all these things? And she's like going in, she's like, you know, the sex tape is what really made you famous. And
right. Wow. So what'd she say to that?
She said that, you know, it was a situation and we just ended up just turning it into a positive thing, and it could have just been, you know, totally negative, and then we just...
Yeah, then I made $65 million, and it all feels really good, and I'm ready for my sex tape number two.
Nah, I don't think she'll be coming out with any more sex tapes anytime soon, but it is crazy how they turned that one sex tape into a giant business and every single family member taken care of in their own different way.
Right.
It's insane.
It is insane.
Yeah.
It's smart. It's the mom.
Yeah. The mom is amazing.
That's what I need, someone to manage all my happenings.
Yeah, I think the mom is – she gets a lot of crap.
Why?
Because she's the mom manager and she's always, you know, making the money and getting them to do things and all this stuff. And – but one of the – they were bringing that up in the interview, and Kourtney Kardashian, which is the oldest sister, said, you know what? We give her a lot of crap for giving her 10% and having us do these things, but at least it's going to the family.
Right.
We could be paying somebody else.
Exactly.
To do all this
you
stuff.
Might as well. That's what you pay your manager and your agent for. Totally.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then, okay.
Did you buy any gifts for anybody or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to do it all. I got my intern's gifts. I just got them gift certificates or whatever, but I didn't have time. I'm going to go today. I'm just feeling really, it's been a little crazy. It's been a little crazy. So I'm just, today I'm going to go shopping. Isn't that crazy? The day before or 2 days before. But I'm not going to stress about it. There's a few people that I want to get things for. It's a little late, but I'm just going to do it today.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I'm not really worried.
I mean, you'll wait in a couple lines, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hell. But if you are, so we're both single for the holidays. So we have some stuff here about if you're single for the holidays, what you can do that are non-traditional activities to meet people.
What would that be?
Okay. You could, a non-traditional activity, you could go to a movie by yourself. An action flick will do the trick.
A movie by yourself? How are you going to talk to anybody?
You just start talking to people. I don't know.
In the
movie?
No, you can't talk in the movies.
Meet new people. Ask your friends to invite you with them and their coworkers and grab drinks and offer to reciprocate. It's a great untapped source for singles. I think that's so true.
Yeah.
Everyone meets through their friends.
Yeah.
Like, I go out with friends and their friends from office drinks. Like, I love doing that because you're meeting a whole new – we're so insular.
Yeah.
And how often do you say yes to your friends who invite you out? Are you ever like – no, I don't know them. I won't know anyone. You got to just start saying yes. Like the new year, if you are single, it should be about just saying yes to every opportunity that comes your way. Every opportunity that's safe that comes your way. Like an invitation to whatever. Just go.
Yeah, the holiday parties and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're almost ending the holiday parties. Well, there's still more holiday parties.
Oh, no. There's definitely different. Still. I met somebody through a holiday party a few years ago.
A lot of people meet. We did a holiday party, a sex show once on holiday sex parties. Do you ever hook up with anyone at the holiday party, like in the back, in the closet?
Not at the actual party, but I mean, I met somebody and then hooked up with them later.
Right. Yeah. Good. I'm sure you did. Okay. And then make a holiday resolution. The New Year's resolutions are coming up, but plan to do something over the holidays that you've always wanted to do and follow through. Recruit a friend to join you if the holidays have gotten you feeling lonely. So these are people who are alone. Make a resolution, something you want to do differently. I'm going to be alone for the holidays, but I don't really mind.
Oh.
What?
Is that alone?
I'm going to be alone. But no, I'm going to be with friends. I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Who are you going to kiss on New Year's?
I don't know what I'm doing on New Year's. Myself? What are you doing on New Year's?
I haven't made any plans yet. I haven't even had a chance to think about it.
I haven't thought about it. I'm not a big New Year's person. It is sort of JV night, like really, or amateur night. I just don't like the whole – I like hanging out at friends' houses. And we always have a big New Year's Day party. That's sort of the tradition with my friends. We like party all day on New Year's Day.
After the night?
Yeah. Well, what? We go out that night sort of, but usually we get up early to have this day party that's so fun. It's our own little tradition.
Yeah, I haven't had an amazing New Year's night since 2001.
Wow, are you serious?
No, 2002.
What happened?
It was just crazy because there was still like back then there was kind of like the .com boom,
right?
Then a lot of people were spending money on advertising. So the radio station that I was working at the time had a tour bus. With our radio station logo on it, like decked out tour bus.
Oh, so it drove you everywhere and you can get drunk all night.
Yeah, and I, you know, it was just me, my best friend, who wasn't even in the radio, and we had this tour bus and a driver, so we're just going club to club. We're just like inviting people in the tour bus.
That's so fun. That's really fun. Yeah. I've done things like that on buses in the city and go all around, and you don't have to worry about driving, and you can go anywhere you want at a whim.
Yeah, and it was really cool. We had like four clubs that night. We had, like, all these hot chicks with us. We brought them all back to the radio station. We're, like, making out with them and stuff. And it was one of the best New Year's I've ever had.
That's amazing. I can't even remember my last really good New Year's. Not that they were bad. I just don't – nothing sticks out.
Yeah, there's so much pressure, too, in New Year's when you're with somebody, too, to make sure
– I know. I hate that. So just don't do it. Don't pressure yourself. Just have fun. Like, people shouldn't make it such a big thing. Yeah. Like, just be with people you like.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with your people, your friends. That's what I learned later in life. Like, I don't have to, like, go to a fancy event or buy a ticket or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just friggin' hang out with people you like. Yeah,
there's like four
cool
parties
things.
I can go to, but I just don't want to go to any of them.
Four parties you can go to. I know. I don't want to do anything either. But I'm going to rejuvenate, and I'm going to do a lot of writing, and I'm going to work on my next book. I have a whole week off, like, really. Like, I'm going to come see you and do the show, but, like, I'm not working in the office.
Yeah. It's we're going to do great. The show from the place where we met.
Yeah, the sound will be great next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And the sound is not because of Stitcher. I'm telling you right now. It's not because of Stitcher.
I know. It's all of our fault. I feel like I'm not saying – I don't really have anything else to say right now at this show.
You're done? You just
well, like,
get
I
out?
Feel like I didn't bring – I just wanted to say – really, I wanted to just say thank you to everyone for listening and –
We guarantee 2012 is going to be amazing.
2012 is going to be amazing for Sex with Emily. I am grateful for everybody. Thanks to everyone who becomes subscribers and friends with benefits and supports the show. And I just want to say that I couldn't do it without you. And I'm very grateful. Yeah. And I love hearing from everybody. So thanks for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I read all your emails and we'll be answering more next week for sure.
Yeah. And just again, like, I feel so bad because we can't divulge like what the hell has been going on
exactly.
for a long time and why the shows have been all like out of place and all crazy. But I guarantee you the show is going to be crazy awesome in 2012.
Exactly. It's going to be go through the roof. You guys are going to freak out. So I just want to say, yeah, it's true. That's it. That's what I got. But we'll do this later. So anyway, I mean, next week. But happy holidays and Hanukkah and Christmas and whatever else you celebrate.
Kwanzaa,
whatever it is. Okay, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.